Soko isika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zisobo, siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Kustudio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Lami ngibonge uJonga Kandemiri obesiphake indaba ngolimi lwesishona. Lingali tshona njani izulukandaba olamukela ngenjabulo emsakazweni weStudio 7 ngolwesithathu mhlazi ku 13 Mbimbitho 2024 nguChris Gande. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Bewo lokuqala ethengiwe lamhla ithengwe nge-$4.92. Iprice yona leyo ingakwanisa ukungabi lutho kumlimi ngenxa ye-forex retention esikucabangayo. Nalokhu esikufunayo ukuthi beqale bekhulume phezu kokuthi lathi sidle isinkwa njengabalimi.
EleZimbabwe livule umkambo wokuthengisa isivuno salonyaka segwayi namhlanje eHarare. Abalimi bekhala ngentengo ephansi ethengwa ngayo.
Umumo wamagetsi awusama kahle. Njalo sibone lapha kuma media lapha bekhuluma ukuthi kwama notice ukuthi ivesa kuhlanganisele le-breakdown ngale 100 power station ukuthi akusela basalungisa. Bona bathe basalungisa, don't know about creative.
Luqhubekela phambili udubo lokusilela kwamandla kagetsi eZimbabwe abenkampani yegetsi eZesa besithi lokhu kubangelwe yibufa kwesitishi samandla kagetsi eseWange Power Station. Abe United Nations Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs bathi abantwana abayizigidi ezintathu lengxenye 3.5 million bahlaselwe ngumkhuhlane wokuswela ukudla okwakha umzimba i-malnutrition emazweni angezansi yezwekazi le-Afrika ukugoqela eZimbabwe. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa khonapha emsakazweni weStudio 7. EleZimbabwe livule umkambo wokuthengisa isivuno salonyaka segwayi lamhlanje eHarare. Abalimi abasemkambo wokuthengisa igwayi bathi badanile ngentengo ekhona ngoba abanye bethengise igwayi ngemali ephansi kwedola elilodwa kukilogram elilodwa lanxa bekhona abathole amadola phose amahlanu $4.92 kukilogram linye. Okuningi sikuzweni kumlondolozi Ndlovu eseHarare.
Igwayi elizathengiswa emkambo walonyaka likhangelelwe ukuba lizabe lehlili ngokulitshumi ekhulwini 10%, okuza kwehlisa inzuzo. Lokhu kwaziswe ngabenhlanganiso ye-Tobacco Industry and Marketing Board, TIMB, yona eqondisa umsebenzi wokulinywa lokuthengiswa kwegwayi eZimbabwe. Umgcinisihlalo wenhlanganiso le, umnumzana Patrick Davis, uthi kulegwayi elilutshwane lonyaka.
Kube legwayi elilutshwane kakhulu lonyaka kulabantu abangu-115,000 xa uqhathaniswa labangu-148,000 kumnyaka odluleyo.
Abalimi abaningi bathi ukuswelakala kwezulu kubatshayelele phansi. Bathi bathemba ukuba igwayi labo lizathengiswa ngentengo ethe xaxa, kodwa babathole ukuba enye imali yabo bayiphiwa ilidola leZimbabwe. Omunye walaba balimi ngumnumzana Belief Devera, yena othi usebenze nzima lonyaka njalo kubuhlungu ukuba uzathola enye imali ngedola leZimbabwe.
Ibheo lokuqala ethengiwe lamhla ithengwe nge-$4.92. Iprice yona leyo ingakwanisa ukungabi lutho kumlimi ngenxa ye-forex retention esikucabangayo. Nalokhu esikufunayo ukuthi beqale bekhulume phezu kokuthi lathi sidle isinkwa njengabalimi, ngoba i-issue ye-forex retention iyasiaffecta kakhulu.
Omunye umlimi wasemazowe umnumzana Herbert Mashaya, yena uthi uhulumende kumele abone ukuba abalimi bayaphangisa ukutholiswa imali yabo.
Abalimi laba basebenzisa ama-United States dollars ukuthi belime igwayi, ama-fertilizer lakho konke, even izisebenzi emakhaya khona ngale lapho abalima khona.
Umsekeli kamongameli welizwe umnumzana Constantino Chiwenga ovulela umkambo ngokusemthethweni uthe uhulumende uyazazi izikhalazo zabalimi.
Uhulumende ubona ukuthengiswa kwegwayi njengento elakho ukukhulisa umnotho wethu.
umkambo uvulwe igwayi elohlonzi lithengiswa ngamadola emelika phose afika amahlanu $4.92 ku-kilogram ngayinye kodwa elingani aliphelanga kuhle belithengwa ngedola elilodwa $1.20. Isivuno salonyaka sivikwa sehlile sisuka kumathani edlula inkulungwane ezingamakhulu amathathu 326,000 tons nyakenye sisiya kumathani phose afike inkulungwane ezingamakhulu amathathu 259,000 tons. Isilinganiso lesi sivikwa sehliswe kungananga kuhle kwezulu. EleZimbabwe yile ilizwe elikhokhelayo ekulumeni lokuthengisa igwayi ezikazi lonke leAfrika. Igwayi ngesinye sezilimo ezitholisa eZimbabwe imali yakwamanye amazwe ngomnyaka odlule ka-2023 libethele ilizwe inzuzo ephezu kwebhiliyoni elilodwa $1.2 billion ngemva kokuthengiswa kwalo ikakhulu kwele China. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare, ngimnozolozi Ndlovu.
Luqhubekela phambili udubo lokusilela kwamandla kagetsi elizweni. Kunje amanye amabhizimusi lamafekitali aseme ukusebenza ngenxa yodubo lolu. Inkampani epheka ugetsi eyeZesa Holdings yethule umbiko lamhlanje isazisa ukuthi isikhathi sokucithwa kwamagetsi sizengezelelwa. Ezinye indawo bezivele zicithelwa amandla kagetsi okwamahola edlula ayisitshiya ngalombili 8. IZESA ithi lokhu kubangelwe ikufa kwesitishi samagetsi eseWange Power Station. Amagetsi amaningi asevela eKariba Power Station yona engenelisi ukuphehla amandla kagetsi amaningi ngoba amanzi asemalutshwana edamu leKariba kulandela ukungani kuhle kwezulu. Linkampani yazise njalo ukuthi isitishi seKariba siphehla amandla kagetsi angamakhulu amathathu ama-megawatts 300 megawatts ezinye ezincane ziphehla amachumi aphezu kwamathathu ama-megawatts 31 megawatts. Ilizwe lidinga ama-megawatts azinkulungane ezimbili kumbe adlula lapho 2200 megawatts ngelanga. Umphathintambo wezamandla kagetsi umnumzana Edgar Moyo ubengadobhi ucingo njalo ubengakaphenduli imbuzo ayithunyelwe yiStudio 7. Kodwa izakhamizi zithi umumo wawusamanga kuhle. Intatheli izindaba yeStudio 7 uTabo Kancube uxoxa lomnumzana Joseph Nkomazana oyinhlanganiso yezakhamizi zakoBulawayo eyeBulawayo Progressive Residents Association ukuze sizwe okuningi ngalolu daba.
Amagetsi seqalisile ukuhamba, sibona amagetsi esehamba khonokana ayikwenza kudala, ahambe ekuseni abuye emini, ahambe emini abuye ebusuku. Kwesi sikhathi ahambe twice, angahambe ekuseni abuye emini aphinde ahambe futhi khonapho khonapho eziye ebuye ebusuku. Umumo wamagetsi awusamanga kahle. Njalo sibone lapha kuma-media lapha bekhuluma ukuthi kwama-notice ukuthi iZESA kangani sebe-breakdown ngale wange power station ukuthi akusela basalungisa. Bona bathe basalungisa, I don't know about what it is, ngoba asikakudingisisi njengezakhamizi ukuthi kanti kuhamba njani.
Njengoba izulu lingakanga kuhle lonyaka, ilibona sengathi lokho kuzakwengezelela lolu dubo na?
Manzi yathi vele thina kuneZimbabwe lapha amagetsi siwathola eKariba amaningi, njalo futhi amagetsi siwathola through into zamanzi. Asikavile lendlela ukuthi maybe siwa-veste ngezinye indlela like into zabo sola, into zabo-cast ezizokuthi maybe kwelezinye indlela zokuthi siwathole ngayo. So lokho sibambelele khona phana emanzini, siphinde sibambelele emalahleni. Emalahleni yanti yikho lapho esiwathola khona ewange, lapho esithi khona kule problem. Kuzaba nzima sifike ukuthi abantu sithole amagesi aqondileyo ngomumo okhona kathesi, ngoba amanzi wakho eKariba sithwa amanzi alo lapho esiphuma khona amagetsi amaningi. Ewane ngale ema-breakdowns ahlala esiba khona up and down u-unit 7, unit 8, unit 6 labona bahlala nje be-repair nsuku zonke. So asikwazi ukuthi kuzathiwani nxa kunje.
Manje uhulumende lingamkhuthaza ukuthi enzeni nxa kumi kanje?
Owathesi naphandle kokuthi vele bazame ukuvuselela ngoba lapha ukuthi siyenze sisasikhuluma ngama short term project short term planning ngoba singakhuluma nge long term planning ukuthi siharvest amagetsi ngezinye indlela kuzathatha isikhathi sesikhangela ukuthi kabaqinise khona ngale ZSI power station ewangi iyo ngani ingaphathi singancetsana leCaribbean nala amanzi akhona ukuthi kusebenze njalo kuleyi issue yamanye ama power stations amancane usanyati labo labo Bulawayo lapha siyakwazile ukuthi sisebenzise amagetsi lokhu sisebenzise amalahle kodwa bekungaphathisa bekungabangcono ukuthi ngaba ama power station laba avuselela lanxa sikwazi ukuthi kumele kukhangele amagetsi la.
Mnumzana Joseph Nkomazana, ukunhlanganiso yezakhamizi zakwaBulawayo yeBulawayo Progressive Residents Association ubexoxa ecingweni leStudio 7 ekhona le kwaBulawayo. Iofisi yomanyano wamazwe omhlaba ibona ngenhlelo zokuphathisa abalambayo eUnited Nations Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs ithi indlala yalonyaka izabangela ukuthi abantwana bedlula izigidi ezintathu 3.5 million eZimbabwe la kwamanye amazwe asezansi yezwekazi leAfrika bahlaselwe imikhuhlane edalwa ukuswela ukudla ukwakha umzimba imalnutrition. Lihofisi ithi amanye amazwe yabhekane lodubo lolu abalisa ele Angola, DRC, Malawi, Namibia, Mozambique, Madagascar, Zambia, Eswatini, laseLesotho. Ithi njalo abantwana abafika phose isigidi 900,000 emazweni la bazadinga ukwelatshwa imkhuhlane ebangelwayo kuswela ukudla isevere malnutrition kanti abaningi babo balakho ukwekela isikolo ngenxa yendlala. I-United Nations ithi abantu bahlaselwe indlala ezansi ye-Afrika yonke okugoqela iZimbabwe lonyaka bayizigidi phose ezingamachumi amabili 18 million. EZimbabwe kuphela uhulumende uthi abantu abalambayo bayizigidi phose ezintathu 2.7 million kodwa inhlanganiso ye-Food and Agriculture Organization ithi inani leli selikhwelile laya kuzigidi ezintathu ezilengxenye 3.5 million. Ukuhlaziya loludaba untungameli inkomo weStudio 7 uxoxele isikhulumeli senhlanganiso esebenza labantwana labesifazana eGender Networks kuhlangothi lweSouth Western Region umnumzana Methembe Songo.
Ama effects e climate change ayabonakala kakhulu emazweni lawa aseZanzi Afrika. So thina njengenhlanganiso ye South Western Region Gender Network esizama ukuthi sikwenze ukusebenza lama local authority isebenza nabakhokheli ukubuyisa iresilience yama community effects of climate change. Lalo siyananzelela khonapho msakazi ukuthi abantwana baba-affected kwa-vulnerable kakhulu ngoba nxa kushosha ukudla vele indaba yemalnutrition leyo izabakhona.
Kuyini elikwenzayo lani khonapho nxa likhuluma lapho abakahulumende lama-local authorities?
Thina njengama-non-governmental organization umlandu wethu is to complement ama-government efforts. So siyananzelela ukuthi i-government kukhona engabikwenza lathi isirizosizo siwatholayo amalutshwane then complement and support. Siyabona ukuthi kukhona inhlelo ezifana labobhimi but nxa sesiye endabeni yemalnutrition I think sekudinga ukusebenzisana ndawonye khangela ama-United Nations ama-agents amaningi o-UNICEF nabobani kubanjiswane ngoba indaba le yindaba enkulu enga-affecta ngoba ingaqala kuyindaba ye-malnutrition but xa bengasaya esikolo sokubuya ezinye izinto eziba-affectayo njalo esifana nokuthi sibona ama-rights of ama-abuse of children, rights of teenage pregnancy, izinto eziningi-ningi. So ludaba silo kumele siluthathe ngokuqakatheka njengesinje kube lama-resources from the finance fiscal imali azasaporta inhlelo lezi zokuthi abantwana bathole ukudla babesupported endaleni enkulu ngoba they are very vulnerable ikakhulu sikhangela indawo yeZimbabwe.
Umongameli Mnangagwa siyabona ukuthi akakahleli isimo sendlala esikhona njengesimo esiphuthumayo esidinga ukuthi iZimbabwe iphathiswe ngokudla ngamanye amazwe okuyinto esolwa ngabantu abanengi. Ungathini wena ngalokho?
Siyakunandilela sibili kodwa ngokulandela kwami ngibona ngani babhizi kuma-district lapha nakuma-provincial level kwenza i-assessment. Bona ngani ukudeclare kwakhe i-national disaster kufukwa yikuthi is-it evidence-based kambe kuma-communities siyabona i-impact yakhona endlala bena-ke sedeclare. So kodwa ngibona ngani ngivumela labaningi ukuthi kungani sidinga ukuthi ingane kuyaphangiswa i-process yakhona so that ezinye inhlanganiso zingenele zincedisane nohulumende wethu nama-local authorities.
Hello ke ngumnumzana Mthembe Songo isikhulumeli senhlanganiso yeGender Networks kuhlangothi lweSouthwestern Region ubekhuluma ecingweni loNtungameli Nkomo weStudio 7. Kwezemelika amabandla amakhulu kwelemelika athi elama Republicans lelama Democrats asegcizelele ukuba umnumzana Donald Trump owebandla lama Republicans nguye ozancintisa nalo umongameli Joe Biden kukhetho lokudinga umongameli welizwe. UTrump wathola amavoti athiwa ngama-delegates adlula inkulungwane eyodwa 1215 ayiwo afunakala ukuthi abe nguye omela ibandla lama-Republicans. Kodwa ucwaningo olusanda kuqutshwa lutshengisa ukuba uTrump usesemuva kancane kulo Biden ngesilinganiso esincane kakhulu. Ababili laba bake bancintisana ngesikhathi uTrump engumongameli. Ukuhlaziya lolu daba siqoqele olandela izombusazwe welemelika umnumzana Zenzo Nkomo.
Kunabantu ngiyacabanga ngakuma Republican okokuqala nje akade bengakholelwa ukuthi uDonald Trump angahle aphumelele ukuba yicandidate kulaba kade ncintisana nabo. Ngokuthi manje usephumelele sekucacile ukuthi nguye ozomela ama Republican. Kuneyinye ingxenye ye population support ama Republicans engahambisani nobulunga be-candidates buka-Donald Trump. Kungenzeka ukuthi lokho nakho kube nomthelela omkhulu kakhulu ukuthi sibone uBiden i-number sezingathi sezifuna ukumfeka. Ngey'nkulumo nje ayikhulumayo uDonald Trump akasiyena umuntu okuthiwa uthukuza induku emqubeni. Uvele akhulume konke nje okusenhlizweni yakhe njalo njengomuntu ozobe esethatha ihlandla lesibili. Bakubonile ama-Americans ngaphambili ukuthi akukhulumayo uyakwenza. Ngaleso sizathu-ke kungenzeka ukuthi sekunabantu-ke abangabe bezama ukuthi bakuxwaye ukungena kukaDonald Trump ngoba besabela ukuthi akutshoyo uzofika akwenze nxa esebuza. Lapha ezweni amazwe wonke babuGandhi kuba nabantu ababili. Kuba khona abangelandaba abathanda ukuvuleka kwelizwe uhlangana nezinye izizwe. Kube khona abantu abangakuthandiyo lokho abafuna ukuthi engabi lobudlelwano nabanye abantu.
Kodwa nxa sikhangele siyabona ukubana umongameli Joe Biden yena ubelokhu engakhankasi ngendlela okukhankasa ngayo umnumzana Donald Trump. Kungakungesinye na isizathu esibangela ukubana engani sethenjiswa ngabantu ukuthi bazamvotela?
Yebo, kambe singakusho nakho lokhu ukuthi kungabe kungesinye sezizathu ngoba phela njengomuntu yena ovele obusayo okuningi okwakhe abantu bayakubona bakubhekile ngoba nguyena obusayo manje. Okunye akudingekile ukuthi aze akumemeze abantu bazibonela ngamehlo abo. Ama-Democrat kunenye into abangabe befuna ukuthi bayibambe ngokukhulu ukucophele ngoba umuntu omdala njengobani sehamba esiba nezihibe bengabe bengafuni ukuthi bamfake kakhulu emphakathini.
Hello ke ngumnumzana Zenzo Nkomo olandela izombusazo welemelika ubexoxa icingweni leStudio 7 leseJohannesburg kwele South Africa. abakhubazekileyo bancoma ukubunjwa kwehlangothi olukhangelane lenswelo zabo olwe Parliamentary Disability Caucus abathi lukhangelelwe ukubasungula kokuningi ababhekane lakho elizweni. Okuningi asikuzweni kuLucy Selemani Yasini eseHarare.
Umnumzana Masimba Kuchera okunhlanganiso yeCenter for Disability Rights ngomunye wabathakazelela ukusungulwa kohlangothi lolu obesekuleminyaka eminingi lungacaci.
I-Disability Caucus sikhangelela ukuthi bazaba yibo ama-members of parliament abazakhuluma ngendaba ye-disability kumbe abazaba ngama-champions undaba ze-disability nxa sezikhulunywa kuphalamende.
Uthi ulethemba lokuthi uhlangothi lolu lwedale lephalamende luzalalela izikhalazo zabakhubazekileyo.
Into esingathi sithaba ngayo ku-Disability Caucus leyi ngeyokuthi ihlangane ama-MPs abale-disability lama-MPs abangelayo i-disability. Bonke bahlanganiswa kumbe babuthaniswa ngenjongo eyokuthi indaba ze-disability zikhulunywe, zidibhethwe kuphalamende njalo kube lokungaphuma ephalamende.
Omunye njalo okhubazekileyo osakhulayo uNyasha Chichi Mawende okunhlanganiso ye-Disability Voices in Zimbabwe uthi ukubunjwa kwaleli qembu kuyisibonelo sokuba sebelalelwa abakhubazekileyo.
It is going to help us to push. Kuzosisiza ukuthi sikhankasele ukuba khona kwe-disability quota ngoba siyayifuna leyo quota ephalamende. Ngakho siyajabula ukuthi indaba zokukhubazeka zizolalelwa ngenxa ye-disability caucus yabakhubazekileyo.
Uyakuthakazelela lokhu uMnumzana Bekezela Mpala laye okunhlanganiso ye-Disability Voices in Zimbabwe.
Sithabile kakhulu. Kuyatshengisela ukuthi abantu badlala disability ama request ethu azakhanyelwa kuPhalamend kubeza ama-solution.
Amalunga akuhlangothi lolu athi kunengi abazakwenzela abakhubazekileyo. Omunye wabakuhlangothi lolu ngumnumzana Ishmael Jowu.
Kunenzi parliament i-caucus le bencediswa nama private players ama donors labanye kodwa kathezi iparliament yiyo sithithi umlando ukuthi ifake u committee clerk ibadale staff njalo ibe ibona ukuthi i-disability caucus le izabe isebenza njani.
Unkosikazi Beata Nyampinga Karimatsenga ukhethwe ukuba ngumgcini sihlalo wohlangothi lolu lamalunga athoba minwembili esekelwa ngumhlonitshwa uJuliana Makhubire. Kuthi umhlonitshwa uMnumzana Daniel Mulukele ukhethwe ukuba ngunobhala walo esekelwa ngumhlonitshwa uSenator Anashiri. Kuthi umhlonitshwa uSenator Muhadi ekhethwe ukuba ngumgcini sikhwama. Abahlonitshwayo abagoqela uSenator Ishmael Joe, Bridget Nyandoro, Lorose Mpofu bona bakhethwe ukuba ngamalunga ohlangothi lolu. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare, nginguLucy Selemani Yasini.
Ngesikhathi senguquko kungacaci kahle okwenzakala emhlabeni, esikuzwayo kungayisikho esikubonayo. Sidinga iqiniso. Sitshelwa izindaba ezingaphelelanga, silahlekelwe liqiniso. Ngesikhathi sohlupho, amaphupho ethu, ithemba nezifiso zekusasa enhle kwenzakala uma abezindaba bekhululekile. Umsakazo we-Voice of America silethulela izindaba ezitholwa ngokuzinikela okuphezulu. Sixhumanisa abantu ngokubethulela iqiniso. Umsakazo we-Voice of America silethulela okwenzakalayo njengoba kunjalo.
Le balaleli iStudio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington DC. Okwamanje sengidedela imuva ngilithiya ezandleni zenu lina balaleli bethu kumbiko elisithumele ngeWhatsApp.
Studio 7, Studio 7. Hayi siyabonga ngokulithili sethulela izindaba ezimnandi ngesimo sasekhaya. Hayi lapha nekhaya kunzima lapha. Ene njengamathebelelend iyenziwa ngamasibomo ugovernment wezana PF uyenze ukuthi mathebelelend ibe second class ukuthi vele iyona vele akanandaba nayo. Maungabeka emathebelelend since from 1908 mathebelelend yagcina ukusetshenzelwa ngoSmith. Since wangena izana PF ikwinto eyodwa iyasetshenziswa ezana PF kodwa namhlanje iyona izana PF sifuna ukubamba abantu bebadebelele ngenkunzi futhi ithi kufanele bebadale imigodi abazigebhele yona ibenzeleni yona ibenzeleni yona izano ingafikumeza abantu ngalendlela
yes ngibelele enkundleni ithi lichona njani wasakazi iphalpan fugeni ngimzile ekhuluma lezenze lendebele mina ngimzwanga lokuthi bezama ukuthini lokuthi bekhuluma ngani hayi angizwanga ngitshela kancane politics yabo Karl Van Pugen labo Chaba ayilancelo uChaba wakhipha abantu abafakwe ngabantu abafakwe nguzo kodwa wahamba yena wazifaka ephalamende kuchoni khona lokhuyana kuyacaca nje ukuthi khona oKarl Van Pugen labana labo Chaba ngabantu nje labo abalambileyo abazama nje ukuthi labo bebe lemkhaba hayi akulanto abakhuluma ngayo labo abantu angimuzwanga ngitshela kancane ukuthi besithi kodwa loni izwe balithengisile impela balithengisile uKarl Van Pugen labo Chaba labangani kombuso laba ayibathethisa
mbonani sakwana ni studio 7 igama uvusumuzi wakhade ubungani umthimkhulu into zeyiphola ngegovernment yakithi le government yakithi umhobholo ilomona lomoya omubi asathane straight government yezana ayifuna umuntu aphumelele ezenzela into yakhe mokhe umgodi kuthiwa abhadala umgodi faka amasola kumele ubhadale amasola into yakho ozenzele yona hayi kanti wegovernment yilani umona umhobholo government yezana
studio 7 ndichona njani babu kande labalaleli sibonge hayi bengicela ukuphendula lapho bakothi yena amaZimbabwe kabambani ikhuphizano kodwa ngikhumbula kahle ukuthi ubaba uNkomo wazama ukusibambanisa manje sikila kuzaye kwaba lo president womunye umhlobo ngasoshona until namhlanje manje kubambana kwakhona kukuphi khona lapho ku-unit le yasayinwayo kuba nje kubuswa umhlobo oyi-1 noma kungaze kube nini 43 years kubuswa umhlobo wodwa kungangeni umhlobo omunye manje kubambana kwakhona kukuphi khonokho kwehlula ubaba uNkomo Mokeshwa Nkomo akayekela abantu benze into abayifunayo abanye bafuna labo ukuba bodwa ngemhlobo yabo abaphume bebodwa bonge babukhandi bonge khonapho
Studio 7 linjani basakaza abahle linjani lonke basakaza hayi sibonge indaba ezisinikeza zona igama yenkosi namandla Chuma hayi becela igovernment ingele bakuthi esigabeni seinsiza indlayo lapha inzima kakhulu besithembisa imbuzi manje nazo lezi zilwane zeganga ezimpisi ziyaqeda izifuyo zibamba suku zonke ziyangena ezibayeni zishiya izifuyo zethu bakithi hayi siyacela igovernment ingene lisize ngokudla esigabeni seinsiza
lawo ke bekungamazwi enu lina balaleli bethu angelani lokwenza le studio 7 elisithumele kunombolo zethu ze WhatsApp ezithi +12024650318 nxa lifuna njalo ukuthunyelwa inhlelo zethu nge WhatsApp thumelani isicelo kunombolo zona lezo ezithi +12024650318 ngiyaphinda njalo inombolo zethu nxa lifuna ukuthunyelwa inhlelo zethu +12024650318 uhlelo Live Talk lamhlanje lapho sixoxa khona ngendaba zabahlala emazweni achiyeneyo bengabe Zimbabwe sixoxa lezizalwane zeZimbabwe esikhangela zona ukuthi kuyini ezingaphathisa ngakho ekuguquleni umumo wezombusazwe elizweni labo lomdabu. Singakehlukani ke sikhangela ezinye zenhloko zendaba ebezikhokhela. EliZimbabwe livule umkambo wokuthengisa isivuno salunyaka segwayi, abalimi bekhala ngentengo ephansi. Luqhubekela phambili udubo lokusilela kwamandla kagetsi elizweni. Silugcibake lapha uhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje igama nguChris Gande asidibaneni njalo kusasa sikhathi sinye.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.